Glad to have with us this Saturday morning is defensive tackle for LSU, Jacobian Guillory, who participated in a Tigers in the Wild feature. And this Tigers in the Wild preview is presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Good morning, Jacobian. How's things been going out there on the practice field? You guys getting ready for USC in Vegas?
Yes, sir. It's been going good. We've been in fall camp, and we just recently switched over to USC, so it's been a good fall camp.
Looking forward to that trip to Vegas?
Yes, sir, I am. I've never been to Vegas before.
Well, you know what they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we're going to tell everybody what goes on if y'all put a whooping on those Trojans. We hope you do.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your bow fishing trip, man. It was good to have you on the boat with us, Captain Mark Vogt on the Bayou Bow Fishing. Your first time doing it. What were your impressions of bow fishing?
Honestly, I never went bow fishing before, but when I got there, it was kind of quick learning. And after I took a couple shots, I kind of got the hang of it. So it was really fun. I really enjoyed myself, you know, doing something that I'd never done before.
Well, you caught on very quickly. I've seen people who, you know, it takes them quite a while because you got the light refraction, you got a moving target at night, and, you know, you're shooting on a bow and you're really not used to doing that. But you picked it up pretty quickly and got some nice fish.
Yeah, I already know how to shoot a bow and arrow, so I guess that came into play.
Yeah, and tell people, you know, a lot of people think it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You put the light on them, and they're just sitting right there under the boat. It's not that easy, is it?
No, because the light refracts off the water, and it's 6 inches below.
And you know what I like about bow fishing, too, is, man, what a different view it is. You go out in the daytime, and the water's usually murky, and you can't really see what's down there. But, man, you can see everything with those bright lights, and particularly when you get to some of that clear water where it's filtered through the grass. And not only is it the fish, I mean, there's crabs, there's shrimp, there's all kinds of stuff in that water.
Yeah, but I had a good time, though. The water was a little murky, but we could see perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, you did great on shooting the bow and ended up putting some fish in the boat, and we really appreciate it. Enjoyed spending some time with you, and we're really looking forward to this upcoming season. What goals has Coach Kelly set for you guys this year?
For one, to win the national championship. That's our main goal every year because we put in all the work, you know what I'm saying? So this year, it was a great offseason. It's been a great fall camp, so we just want to put all together and try to win the national championship this year.
You know, you've played in several stadiums now. Is there any place like Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night?
Oh, man, it's nothing like it, literally nothing like it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, well, we'll be looking for you. And, again, give us your number so we'll be able to put you in focus and watch your season as it progresses.
Yes, sir, number 90 on the field. I'll be wearing number Guillory the second this year for the first time.
Yeah, very good.
On my back plate.
Very good. We'll be looking for you. And thanks for joining us,
yes,
Jacobian.
Sir.
Really enjoyed the trip. Maybe we can get to do it again next time.
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
All righty. Jacobian Guillory, defensive tackle for LSU and featured in one of our Tigers in the Wild, which you can see on Bayou Wild TV.